Good evening and welcome to the Prime Evening News for today, Thursday, January 28th, 2016. I'm your presenter, Linda Martin. In the headlines, one tourist on board the MSC Orchestra allegedly died today in a tragic accident and five others injured. Director of Crime Stoppers Dominica encouraging Dominicans to use the calling service to report crime. Business leaders discuss priority training areas to strengthen Dominica workforce and its productivity. St. Vincent's Prime Minister says UWE not producing enough leaders. And WHO Zika virus spreading explosively, level of alarm extremely high. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these and more stories coming up.
It's a new year, and you could afford to change a few things. With Courts Ready Finance, you can afford to get what you need now and do it all with nothing to pay until March. With Ready Finance, you get payment protection against redundancy, disability, death and loss of item due to natural disaster, fire, flood, or theft. So this year, you could afford to change a few things. With Ready Finance, from Courts, bringing value home.
Welcome back. One cruise visitor reportedly died following a tragic accident in Trafalgar earlier today. According to information received, the visitor on the MSC Orchestra was on a tour to the Trafalgar Falls when the bus toppled over from the main road. Several other passengers were injured in the accident, including the bus driver. Q95 News has also learned that at least five passengers are hospitalized, but the extent of their injuries is still unknown. Q95 will follow that story and bring you updates as they become available. Director of Crime Stoppers Dominica Stuart Paris is encouraging all Dominicans to help prevent crime and also help law enforcement authorities to solve ongoing investigations. Mr. Paris emphasized that when persons call Crime Stoppers, they remain anonymous because they do not need to identify themselves.
They need from you is the information.
You give the information to the call center, the person answering the telephone, and they take the information, and they don't know who's giving them the information. That information is then relayed to the relevant police personnel at police headquarters in Dominica. You may wonder if it works. Well, it does work. The latest statistics I have here, since we were inaugurated in 2012, we have registered 1,000 calls to the call center. Out of that 1,000 calls, they were able to find 90 valid tips coming out of the 1,000 calls. And to date, from the 90 valid tips, because of the Crime Stoppers call, 20 arrests were made. And the 20 arrests, privacy of no caller was ever compromised. Nobody knew who made call. Now, Crime Stoppers is not just a Dominica thing. It's an international movement. Dominica, I think, started at the right time. What is needed for this to succeed? We need the entire involvement of the public. It's not a part-time engagement. We need to do it all the time.
The Environment Health Department is currently executing an aggressive promotional campaign advising Dominicans to do all in their power to eliminate and prevent mosquito breeding. Consultant of Medicine Dr. Mitt Thomas says that it is significant that we as a people keep our environment clean and mosquito-free. The doctor also advised that Dominicans must also wear long sleeves at night and use mosquito repellents.
But But the onus is also on our Dominican population. I want to really urge all of us to look around our yards, clean up our yards, look around our houses. We need to take the initiative and clean up our homes and our surroundings. And also, in terms of protective gear, if you're going to go out at night, try to cover up yourself as much as possible. Wear long sleeves. The use of insect repellents. We need to also, protect ourselves. Everything cannot be done by the Environmental Health Department. We have to protect ourselves as much as we possibly can.
Business leaders from various sectors in Dominica have gathered to discuss priority training areas in an effort to strengthen Dominica's workforce and the productive sectors. This is taking place under the theme Development in Action, Insights from Successful Leaders. In light of this, the Dominica Association of Industry and Commerce hosted an executive breakfast with featured speakers from the Cave Hill School of Business, University of the West Indies, on Tuesday, January 26, 2016, at the Fort Young Hotel. The DAIC says, based on studies conducted, it has been found that negative attitudes and reluctance to take initiative, as well as the lack of soft skills, are amongst the deficiencies affecting productivity in the workplace. As a result, the organization says it recognizes the need for assessment of training needs of Dominica's workforce and will use findings from the executive breakfast discussion to drive its 2016 training program. DFC promoter Val Coffey is calling on all Dominicans to be more considerate in the reactions to the judges' decisions arising from competitions during the carnival season. Coffey says all judges in every carnival competition are qualified and stated that he is not pleased with the reaction by the public to the decisions made by the judges in the Carnival Princess pageant, which was held at the Harlem Plaza on January 24, 2016. Carnival Princess Rain Benjamin was negatively criticized on social media, and Coffey requests that persons refrain from posting abusive comments. He says the judging of the shows in Dominica is left to those charged to do so, and that it is a regrettable, and that sometimes that we take it too personal. With the carnival season in full swing, preparing safe food for sale is of paramount importance to the environmental health officials. Environmental Health Officer Zilma Charles says it is important that persons within that industry become certified with a food handler's permit. The certification is being offered to the general public at a cost of EC $20 and entails two processes, food handler's education sessions and medicals, which certify that one is in a good state of health. Charles outlines some of the topics covered during the education sessions.
Separated our education into two different groups. We're doing first-timers and we're also doing renewals. So at our first-timer session, we start with the very basics. We talk about bacteria, we talk about different types of organisms that could really cause food to get bad. We talk about food safety in general. We talk about clean and sanitizing. We talk about the five keys, if you want to call it that. So we look at cleaning, we look at sanitizing, we look at water, the use of water. We also look at the food handler itself and personal hygiene, which is a key component.
With the permit valid for only 1 year, food handlers are required to attend the refreshers course to qualify for renewal. Foreign Affairs Minister Francine Barron wants a program introduced by the JICA to be restarted in the future. According to Barron, under the JOCV program, JICA has provided skilled Japanese volunteers who she says were instrumental in the economic and social development of Dominica.
Through JICA, the government of Japan has extended several technical cooperation training opportunities to Dominica in areas as diverse as administration, public utilities, transportation, agriculture, tourism, trade and commerce, human resource development, health and medical care, fisheries, communication, and broadcasting. Many Dominicans have benefited significantly from these training opportunities. JICA in the past has also provided skilled Japanese volunteers under the JOCV program, who had been very instrumental in assisting in the social and economic development of Dominica. This is a program that worked very well and that we hope will be restarted in the future.
JICA is a government agency that coordinates official development assistance for the government of Japan. It is charged with assisting economic and social growth in developing countries and promotion of international cooperation. In other news, the University of the West Indies and other tertiary institutions in the Caribbean have been criticized for not having any programs in place to produce more leaders. St. Vincent and the Grenadines Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez says that while he supports the UWE, he is not satisfied it's doing enough to nurture initiative. Gonzalez, who was a student at the UWE Mona campus for 5 years before becoming a lecturer there and at the Cavehill campus for another 5 years, he said he was also particularly concerned about the study of economics in the region. According to him, economic analysis of regional circumstances focused only on the technical aspects and cold figures. And the World Health Organization announced on Thursday that it will convene an emergency meeting to try to find ways to stop the transmission of the Zika virus, which officials said is spreading explosively across the Americas. Margaret Chan, Director General of the WHO, said the level of alarm is extremely high, and as is the level of uncertainty. The WHO said the pathogen, which was virtually unheard of in the region a year ago, is spreading so quickly it could infect as many as 3 to 4 million people within the next 12 months. And Jan said those numbers, as well as the severity of the possible conditions that are being reported, from brain defects in children to paralysis in adults, make the situation dramatically different from what epidemiologists have seen with the virus in the past. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first, a recap of our headlines. One tourist on board the MSC Orchestra allegedly died today in tragic accidents, and five others injured. Director of Crime Stoppers in Dominica encouraging Dominicans to use the calling service to report crime. Business leaders discuss priority training areas to strengthen Dominica's workforce and its productivity. St. Vincent's Prime Minister says UWE not producing enough leaders. And WHO Zika virus spreading explosively, level of alarm extremely high. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire Q95 news team, I have been your presenter, Linda Martin.